It's the Bob and Dan radio program here. Rads is in because Bob's gone, of course, the great Donovan. We have Gribbs. No Grubbs. Grubbs will be behind home plate watching Rangers baseball for you, rooting them on. We have Seabass, and we have TC running the board today. And on our phone now is someone we hoped to be talking to 1 week ago today. We hoped he would be in Louisville today, getting a travel day under his belt, and then coming back to work on Monday. But here we are, dialing long distance again to the Honduras. It's Bob.
Gentlemen.
Bob.
What did I tell you last week?
I know you did. I know. And if apologizing would get me anywhere, I would do it. But
you
it's
know.
Not going to get me anywhere.
How you doing, man?
This is hopelessly, hopelessly screwed at this point.
Oh, wow. Well, that's positive.
Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
I wish I could build suspense, but I'm just going to cut right to the chase. There is no easy way out. There's no shortcut home, to quote a song from Rocky, maybe Rocky III, I don't know. But we're here, and I am here to report, sadly, that our final hurdle, and there's only one hurdle left, and I thought maybe, just maybe, with powerful connections through the Ticket family and through the United States government and through all these things, I thought maybe, just maybe, I could make all this go away and get on a plane tomorrow and be on home. But the truth is that my appointment, my final hurdle, will not be will not happen till Thursday morning of next week. So there's nothing left to do. Nothing. Every detail, every check has been made, every check has been written, every check mark has been made, I should say. And yet, now we have the great joy of killing days 34 through 41, maybe, in Tegucigalpa by merely looking at each other, continuing to master cut the rope on the iPhone, and just do what we do. There's no way out. They won't budge. They have our appointment made for next Thursday, even though we hear that there are special exceptions made all the time for hardship cases and for, if you know someone, we can move your appointment up. Well, despite knowing people who are very well-meaning and who have been using their phone lines diligently to help us, it doesn't appear like they're going to budge for little old Bob. So, I don't know. I got nothing. I'm sorry. I wish I had great news to report. In other news, we do have a family of five, and they're going swimmingly, and so many people have reminded me with their words of encouragement that by Thanksgiving you'll look back at this, and it won't matter if you spend 20 days or 40 days there, so nut up and get through it, and you'll all be home soon, and then this will just be a footnote and a faded memory. And I think that all that's true. I think, in the grand scheme of a 72-year-old's life, or however long we're all going to live, I think 6 more days in Tegucigalpa or 7 more days will not kill me. But at the end of, I think today is day 32 or 33 or something like that. They're all running together now. But the fact is, the prospect of 7 more days, including trying to fight through the baseball playoffs on Sling Box, I've been in a better mood, boys. I'll tell you that. Been happier.
But it does sound like it's kind of set in stone then that next Thursday is going to be the last thing. And you will be on a flight Friday.
Yes.
All right. Well, although, that's a positive, though.
Although I'm not sure I have the balls to book flights for next Friday, just because every time I change my flights, it's like $1,200, thanks to United Airlines, by the way. Thanks, guys. Every time I do that, so I'll risk for Friday and have no hiccups, or do I play it safe and go for next Saturday? I don't know. That's a great question. But
what are the chances that things go awry, and next week you're on the phone with us on Friday telling us the same thing, that we now wait another week.
I don't think at this point there's any chance of that, but I was pretty confident last Friday that we were on the home stretch, and I was confident because every duck is in a row. We've done everything they've asked. We've done everything, dude. I promise you, every little detail, and there are hundreds of details, and we've followed it meticulously. But the fact is, at any point, and this is true with your with any bureaucracy we deal with at the, you know, in the U.S., in the United States, or anywhere across the world. I mean, take the mail, the U.S. mail. If you are waiting for a letter, and if someone just wants to screw with you, they can sit it at the post office for a week and just make you deal with it. I mean, there are certain things you just can't pick up a phone and make go away with a check or with a plea or something like that. And in this particular case, they do tell you at the start of the process it could take a month at the U.S. Embassy. And despite knowing of three or four previous cases where they got in and out of there in 4 days, if they want to, or if they feel the need, they can take the full month. And so maybe I should just be happy that it looks like 2 weeks will be our time there. But it's hard to feel good about that, given the fact that you know, the Honduran side dragged their feet so badly to start this trip. In fact, in reality, looking back, we came too early. We should not have come to Honduras when they told us to. We should have adapted the Dan posture of we'll get here when we get here, and maybe you know, move slowly and slowly answer your phone when it's ringing in a meeting, as opposed to being in such a rush like I am. And you know, maybe things would be better. But Dan, I have no energy, because at 8 a.m. this morning I woke up and said, I'm going to make one last run at this miracle. I'm going to. It really, the whole week's been like that, where there's been, I have no desire to, but I think I could easily write another book about this whole process and just what this month has been like. And maybe, if only for Justin's sake, when he's 20, maybe he'd get a kick out of reading it, but I'm not sure anyone else would. I don't know. But just this whole week, like, for instance, here's a for instance for you. One of the reasons our case may be taking longer than others is if the child has a foster home that he was living with, and Justin did. Justin was not in an orphanage since he was 2. So he left the orphanage at like 2 and a half and lived in a foster home for a little over 2 years.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. He was at an orphanage when he was two, whatever. And then the last couple of years in a foster home. Well, this foster home is a, you know, it's a loving lady of, I would guess, about 60 years old, and this is what she does. She takes in foster children until they can find a home, and then moves on to another child, and that's just how she lives her life. Is she's always got 3 or 4 foster kids at a time, and it's constant rotation, and if Justin's any indication, she does a great job. Well, one of the things that's not a priority in her life, like ours, is technology. She does not appear to be terribly worried about not having a phone. So during the summer, we called Justin about once a week, once we knew we were adopting him, from April till about June. Well, in June, his phone stopped working, and we were unable to talk to Justin from June, July, and August. And maybe that's one of the reasons why, when they told us we could come see him, we were in such a hurry to get here, because we hadn't heard from him in 90 days, and we didn't even know if he was still alive, really, except when the adoption people said he's fine. So we could not reach him for 90 days, despite trying at least twice a week. And so I called the U.S. Embassy on Wednesday, and I just asked, you know, or actually they called me. They said, do you have another phone number for his foster mother? And I said, no, I don't, but let me tell you, I spent 3 months trying to get a hold of his foster mother, and her phone does not work. And so,
why, do they got to get a hold of her to check on some things or whatever?
Yeah, well, yeah, basically.
Sign off on it? Like you didn't steal the kid?
Yeah, exactly. Get her story just to say that, yes, he's a healthy boy, and I took good care of him. I don't know. And yeah, she did not buy him at a flea market or anything like that. It's You know, it's all legit. And if she would just say that, then they could move our case down the conveyor belt to the next thing. So apparently it was being held up a number of days because they were calling a phone number that had been disconnected.
Maybe she upgraded to iPhone 5, and in the interim they were trying to call.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Don't you have the new iPhone 5? We could just hook up FaceTime, and it would be really simple. So I'm sitting there on Wednesday, and as they're telling me they can't reach her by phone, and I'm freaking out because I realize this could take 3 months to reach her by phone because I haven't been able to reach her by phone for 3 months. So the panic starts setting in, and all Wednesday morning I'm trying to figure out because I have her 5-year-old boy, but as you know, most 5-year-old boys can't take you to their home. Like,
yeah,
if you started at the mothership and said, tell me how to get to your house, wherever you live in the Metroplex, most 5-year-olds couldn't tell you how to get home. And so
you were going to drive to her house, drive her to the embassy, produce her?
I was going to put my phone to her ear.
Yeah, okay.
But I wasn't going to be able to tell her I was coming because she doesn't have a phone, so I was just going to drive into the mountains of Honduras and take my phone to her. And finally I came
and then try to explain to her in your broken Spanish what you're doing there.
Yes.
Who you are.
Getting back for game one of the American League Divisional Series.
Boy, I would have hoped you'd roll on that conversation if this happened.
Well, so here's how I sorted this mess out. Is I actually remembered that when we met Justin in April, remember when I was gone for a week in April, and it was all very mysterious. Actually, I think everyone just thought I was on vacation.
I remember.
In Honduras meeting Justin. And at the end of the week, we took him home, and I took a picture of him on his front porch, or what it, you know, passes for a front porch, with my iPhone. And as you know, iPhones, when you take the picture, makes a little GPS on where exactly you were. So it occurred to me at like 10 a.m. on Wednesday that, wait a minute, I have his exact coordinates in my iPhone. And I slapped my face like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone and ran out and quickly downloaded it to my Mac and brought up the map and found out exactly where he lived. Called back the embassy and said, I know where he lives. I can take the phone. And by then, somehow they had called his the foster mom's daughter-in-law. So I was never able actually to do that. But that's just a thumbnail description of what I've been doing the last 7 days to try to get out of here. That's just one of 20 stories on how I was trying to go to every length and write every check and do whatever I could to make sure I was on a plane by now. But it's not to be. And now, after calling everyone and having very powerful people from Washington, D.C. to Austin to political people with great clout acting on my behalf, and it happened this morning, and just 20 minutes before I joined you, I finally resolved that defeat is here. And, Bob, you are not going to be able to move your appointment from next Thursday morning. They're just way too busy. And check this out. And I know I'm really hogging the mic here, and I'm sorry, but check this out. The U.S. Embassy says, and this is in Tegucigalpa, you should see this. Now, I'm sure Americans work at the U.S. Embassy, and I'm sure they have to, but there's a Honduran security staff out front with all manner of M16s and shotguns and to keep the riffraff out of the embassy, I guess. And so you get there, and when I talked to you last time, I had an appointment, and apparently that's really important because I didn't have an appointment when I went there the other day because they said, just try dropping in at the embassy, and since you're an American, the seas will part for you. You will be amazed at what your American passport does. So I believed whoever told me this and went to the U.S. Embassy, and they look at you, first of all, they don't speak English because they're not Americans at the U.S. Embassy at the front door. They're Honduran people with big guns. And they're not impressed by your passport. In fact, they're a little annoyed by your passport, to be honest. And it was amazing how little.
Hey, can I ask you one thing? Where are you?
Where the hell are you, dude?
The MMA?
You had a concert?
I'm at the playground of Pollo Campero in downtown Tegucigalpa because the only way Bob can get away.
Pollo Hermano?
Yeah, tell Gus I said hi.
Pollo Campero, very close very close relation to Pollo Hermanos. But my kids are eating chicken and playing in the playground.
Okay, it sounds like you're at a rave or something like that.
Or an MMA event.
Let me move away from the speaker.
No, it's all good. Are you by the ball pool? Do they have one of those?
They have amazing playgrounds in these fast food places. They're obviously a little down the dirty side, but overall it's amazing. They want you to sit here and use their Wi-Fi and have your kids play because, as I've told you in previous episodes, they just don't have parks here. If you ask them about parks here, they would look at you very confused and wondered what you're talking about because
they can't speak English.
Ground in the middle of a grass field as we have all over the United States that just doesn't appear to exist here.
I'm sure I interrupted a good part of your story, though.
Yeah, well, the point is, if you want to talk to a human at the U.S. Embassy about a immigration visa for your newly adopted boy, you can call them Monday through Thursday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And on Friday, they don't accept any phone calls, and any time other than 2 to 4, you're basically screwed. So,
jeez.
Isn't it awesome?
That's a bad live spot. That's bad copy points for your business.
2 to 4, 4 days a week. And Monday's another.
That's a better shift than we got.
That's good work if you can get it.
Yeah. Hey, let me talk to Sally for a minute.
All right.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Let's see what she's doing. See how she's. Bob sounds pretty beaten.
Hello?
Sally.
Hi.
How you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Yeah. How you doing?
Bob sounded pretty depressed for the first time. We've had him on, 5 weeks in a row now? And this is the first time he's really sounded down. How are you?
Yeah, we were really hoping to come home tomorrow, but it doesn't look like that's happening. I never thought, they said 4 to 6 weeks, and I thought, oh, okay, maybe 5 weeks. But yeah, we're going to go into the sixth week. So yeah, here we are again at some fast food chicken restaurant, and the kids are playing again.
How's the marriage holding up?
You know what? Actually, that's been pretty good. I didn't know what would happen being in close proximity to him and my kids for 5 weeks now, but actually it's been really good. So that's been a surprise, so I'm happy.
Okay. And how's your Spanish doing?
Oh, it's horrible. I thought it was really good, you know, kind of. And then you get down here and you realize how much you don't know.
Can you roll your R's?
Yes.
Prove it.
What do you want me to say?
Roberto.
Okay, Roberto.
Roll it, extend it. Roberto.
Okay. Roberto.
All right.
She's almost as good as Donnie at that.
I think all of us can except for Bob.
Does Justin love you yet?
You know what?
He's more of a Bob guy right now, right? Because Bob knows Spanish.
He loves him more. You know what was funny? You know, in the first week, he was clinging more to Bob, and I was kind of like watching a lot of it. But then, I don't know, the last week or so, 2 weeks, Justin's been kind of more leaning towards me, and I don't
know
why that is.
Smart
maybe
kid.
Him and I, you know, I couldn't speak that much Spanish, but him and I have our own language going on now, so I think that's
okay. And the other kids are, we heard at one point, Brett might want to take this new one back. Are they getting along better?
Yes and no. I mean, they have some nice moments, and then your hopes, you know, are like, okay, maybe they're going to like each other now.
How much? I'm sorry.
The next minute will happen, and yeah, then that kind of dashes your hopes of anything ever good happening. But
how much,
I know it will, so it'll just take time.
How much sports is Bob watching?
Oh, gosh. Hardly any at all.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that as if he's always watching the Sling Box or something.
No, he's watched the Cowboys game and actually took notes on it last Sunday, and he's watched the Packers twice, and I think a couple of times he got up one morning, watched a soccer game, then another morning he was watching a soccer game, but not a whole lot. So he's actually been impressive. It's kind of funny seeing him here because at home, I'm kind of more the social one and outgoing one and talk to everybody. And here, he's a little bit more aggressive with people, and probably because he wants to get things moving along. But it's kind of funny to see him. I'm kind of the one in the back, and he's kind of the one steering this whole thing.
The
so.
role reversal. All right, well,
exactly.
Well, we'll say goodbye to you and grab Bob again, but
okay.
Hopefully, you know, we're all thinking about you.
Yeah,
stuff.
Stay strong though, Sally.
Yeah, trying to think what we're going to do here for another week. What else we can do, but we'll make it.
Are you going to go back to the island?
What?
Go back to the island or what?
Oh, no. No, oh. That was very fun. But it's expensive there, but it was fun. And, no, we're just going to wait it out here. Hopefully, a miracle, maybe they'll make our appointment sooner than next week. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Can you believe the Rays are starting Matt Moore today?
I am so out of touch with reality back home. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Thanks, okay. Sally. Bye.
Okay. I'll give you back to Bob.
Bye, right. Sally.
I love you. God bless.
Bye.
Hey, now.
All right. All right. I'm sorry. We got to go. We're about.
Are you?
Yeah, we're up against it. We got like a Rangers pregame show thing. And hey, how about that? Did you see any? How about the Rangers playing against Matt Moore today? General's great.
That's amazing.
I know.
That's absolutely amazing. I was gonna get Justin to make his radio debut here.
Oh, all right.
I can't find him. He's up somewhere in the playground. Here he is. Hold on, Justin. Justin. Hola,
amigo Dan. Oh, yeah.
There, was that worth it?
Yeah, that was very worth it. I can't wait for future segments from Justin.
I thought you would have taught him to say go, Pack, go by now.
he knows. He actually does randomly, for no apparent reason, just mutter Green Bay Packers as he's walking around the apartment on occasion. So it has happened. He does know. And he enjoyed the first slaying of Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears on Sunday. Los Osos.
Los Osos. That's the Bears?
Yeah.
What's eyes? I thought that was
what's
eyes.
That?
What's eyes?
Oh, hoes is eyes.
Oh, hoes. Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, right. Dude. You didn't know that?
I know. I'm an idiot. All right, dude. Well, good luck. I mean, what are you going to say?
I just said I love you guys, and I would give anything to be with you. You know that. You know I want back. You know I would give all that Cowboys pregame show money right now to join you guys for the last few minutes of the show and to watch a Ranger game arm in arm. But alas, the Rangers have to stay alive for another week for me to see more Ranger baseball.
Stay strong down there, dog. We miss you. We miss you big time.
It's unreal. It's unreal. But we'll be back. We'll get this thing.
Stay safe. Stay very, very safe.
You too. I heard South Lake is dangerous this time of year.
It wasn't easy on the bench of the Stars game last night.
Oh, they let you do that?
Yeah.
Man, I saw those reports, and I thought, man, Dan's in a suit tonight. That's pretty awesome.
That's right. Me and Coach Glenn are tight.
Yeah? Is he a good dude?
He seems like an awesome dude, but, again, he was dealing with the media. You know what I mean? Did you think he'd be an a-hole to me? But he seems great. Seems real calm, level-headed on the bench there. I like things. We won 7-1.
I was going to say, if they win every game 7-1, it doesn't matter what he's like.
And if their intent was to convince me that losing Richards ain't that big of a deal, mission accomplished. I feel like they used some of that money they would have spent on him on Fiddler and a few other guys. I like it. I like what the Stars got going this year. But
did you get to hear any cussing last night?
Yeah, I was very offended, and I
pretty awesome, right?
I wrote my clergyman.
All right, boys.
All right, man.
Rangers.
Good luck. See you.
Love you.
There's Bob and Sally and Justin and Brett and Maddie.